From the 93.7 The Wave Newsroom in Bar Harbor, this is Arthur Wyman. This Downey's News update is brought to you by Martin's. I should have bought it when I saw it at Martin's. Yesterday, the University of Maine unveiled the floating platform of Alternus, a one-of-a-kind offshore wind turbine that officials hope will shape the future of energy in Maine. Later this month, the unit will be disassembled and trucked to the Chinbro facility in Brewer. There, it will be reassembled and then taken down the Penobscot River and set up off the coast of Castine. It will be the first grid-connected floating wind turbine in North America and the first concrete composite floating turbine in the world. The 65-foot-tall turbine is a 1/8-scale prototype version of the huge 6-megawatt turbines that would be placed 20 miles off Maine's coastline by 2030. The offshore wind farm would have about 170 turbines, each one taller than the Washington Monument. When fully operational, the wind farm would create 5 gigawatts of energy. The prototype is expected to be towed down the Penobscot on the 1st of June and connected to the state's electrical grid by June 3rd. The first full-scale turbine is scheduled to be installed in 2016. Sewer connection fees in Bar Harbor could be reduced significantly if a proposal by Town Manager Dana Reed is ultimately approved. In the draft 2014 sewer budget presented to the town councilors on Tuesday, Reed proposes lowering the connection fees by 89%, which could potentially reduce sewer revenues by around $100,000. A draft of the proposed sewer budget ordinance is expected at the next town council meeting on May 21st. The Maine Maritime Academy training ship State of Maine is about to set off on its annual spring cruise. Over 240 MMA freshmen and juniors are ready to head off at high tide this morning, which will be around 11:30. Once underway, the State of Maine will head first to New York City, then on to Tampa, Florida. Other ports of calls will include San Juan, Puerto Rico, Baltimore, and Quebec City before returning to Maine with stops in Eastport and Searsport. The current schedule has the State of Maine returning home to Castine on June 30th. There's good news for the struggling housing market.
New numbers show fewer U.S. homes entered the foreclosure process last month. That's according to Realty Track. The listing firm says home repossessions fell 20% in April from the previous month. It's down 32% from a year ago. The numbers are the latest indication that the nation's foreclosure woes are waning. Tom Graham, NBC News Radio, Washington.
And finally, watch out for flying toilets.
When you're out and about, it's sometimes hard to find a restroom when you really need one. But one teenage girl has found out the reverse is true, too. It's not good to find a restroom when you don't really want one. As it turns out, her Jeep was the target of a portable toilet that fell off a truck as she was on her way to school. The truck had just been to the school making a delivery. We don't know what of. And the driver has been cited for not securing his load. I'm Paul Harlan, NBC News Radio.
In the marine forecast for today, we have southeasterly winds at 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 20 knots, diminishing to 5 to 10 knots this afternoon. Seas are running 4 to 6 feet. We'll have some scattered showers and some areas of fog that has the visibility at 1 nautical mile or less. Tonight, we'll have southerly winds at 5 to 10 knots with seas running 4 to 6 feet. We'll have scattered showers in the evening, patchy drizzle, and areas of fog that will again have the visibility at 1 nautical mile or less. The next high tide in Bar Harbor is coming up at 11:22 this morning.
Now, from the Stanley Subaru Weather Center, unparalleled safety, beautiful styling, and award-winning local service. That's why Stanley Subaru is the smart choice.
We'll have some patchy fog this morning. It will be cloudy today with scattered showers and high temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight will be cloudy with patchy drizzle, scattered showers mainly in the evening, and some areas of fog with low temperatures in the upper 40s. And for Friday, mostly cloudy with areas of fog and patchy drizzle in the morning and high temperatures in the lower 60s. 93.7 The Wave is your local source for everything down east.